With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A sanctioned oil tanker with ties to Venezuela and allegedly to Hezbollah has been boarded by U.S. forces in the North Atlantic. They have been tracking that vessel for weeks after it tried to evade a U.S. blockade of Venezuela. Instead of going to China or Cuba, somewhere between 30 million and 50 million barrels of Venezuelan oil will be coming to the U.S. That word from President Trump.
In the aftermath of the toppling of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, the president says oil from that country will be taken by storage ships and brought directly to U.S. unloading docks. He writes on social media that the oil will be sold at its market price and that he will control the money, quote, to ensure it is used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is not giving up on the idea of the U.S. somehow getting Greenland.
The U.K., Canada, and Europe's leaders have rallied behind Denmark's prime minister in reaffirming Greenland's sovereignty. That followed President Trump's comments Sunday.
We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Tuesday the president and his team are discussing a range of options, and utilizing the U.S. military is always an option at the commander-in-chief's disposal.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The Department of Homeland Security says it's launched in Minnesota what it calls the largest immigration enforcement operation ever carried out by the agency. Roughly 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected to be deployed in the Minneapolis area. Watching Wall Street this morning, at the moment, we have gains across the board with the Dow up 49 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead 38, and the S&P trading 6 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning about Grok.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has officially entered the 2026 race for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider, closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, he maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Pentagon policy, providing travel funds and support for troops and their dependents who seek abortions, but are based in states where they are now illegal. This is SRN News. A free speech lawsuit is filed relating to the murder of Charlie Kirk.
A teachers union in Texas suing that state's education department, accusing it of investigating teachers over social media comments following the death of Kirk. Now, the lawsuit by the Texas American Federation of Teachers claims the Texas Education Agency and Commissioner Mike Morath have violated the free speech rights of teachers. Morath directed local school districts to document, quote, vile content posted online by educators following Kirk's murder. Jason Walker reporting.
President Reagan's eldest son has died. The passing of conservative commentator Michael Reagan was announced by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Cause of death not immediately announced. Michael Reagan was 80 years old. More details at SRNnews.com.